Sure. My name is Luba Kazim. I live in Smithers. I grew up in Ukraine, immigrated to Canada about almost 18 years ago. So, yeah, and my family is here right now. However, my friends are still in Ukraine, and I'm in touch with them right now, helping however I can, just by, you know, by being there for them and talking to them and supporting them. Yeah, that's where I am. Is it good enough, or do you want me to say something? So, well, I couldn't believe that it was really happening. It's tough to me to speak, actually, because I haven't been sleeping all these nights. Because it's a 10-hour difference with Ukraine, and I've been in touch with my friend pretty much constantly, 24/7, as she was hiding there in the basement. One friend and another friend as well with her family. As my native town was bombed, and shootings are going right now as we speak, in the streets of the town. So they're in the basement again. Yeah, it's been very tough. It's unbelievable. I never in my life have thought that something like this would happen to Ukraine, to people. Well, as much safe as you can be hiding in your basement when there are buildings coming down from bombing, being bombed. There are quite a few houses that are destroyed in my native town of Chernigov, quite a few buildings. People are hiding in the basements, in the bathrooms, whoever can wear, it's tough. The first day, I think all people were panicking. Now I think people are more mobilized, they're more used, I guess, to this, as much as you can even get used to something like this. Sorry, I don't know what else you want to hear. Well, there are so many. Well, when the Russia attacked, all the major cities were under attack, and yes, there were a lot of people who were trying to flee the country, who are still stuck on the roads because there is pretty much traffic jam, and with all the tanks and everything and being bombed and everything, there are a lot of people that are in the middle of nowhere, in between, trying to get out. But my friends were didn't have a choice, don't have a choice anymore. Actually, the town is surrounded. There is no way out anymore. All the bridges are blown up. There is no way out. Like, even if they wanted to leave, they can't anymore. Well, there are people here who do support Ukraine, who support peace, and I think it is important, as little as it can be, our action, our deeds now, like, it's probably just a drop in the sea, but we cannot just stay silent and not say what we feel and how, and that we support Ukraine and Ukrainian people at this moment. I think it is important to also raise awareness around our town, around Canada overall, of what's happening, and support people in the first place.
For basically the same reasons as Luba, my great grandparents immigrated to Canada around 1900, and they settled in Manitoba. So most of my roots are, they live in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, but they have come from Ukraine as well. So I do know some of where my family has come from, like about six generations, and where they are, or where my family is from, they're being bombed as well. And we kind of lost contact with family over the years. But yes, I am Ukrainian and Polish. Devastating. My heart goes out to everybody there. And I think it's important for people to support what is going on the best way we can, and to learn the history of what has been going on there for hundreds of years, actually. And the most important thing is support, and making sure that they get reliable information and sources. I just want to make a note, the rally is tomorrow, on the 1st at 4.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Well, I hope there will be an end to it. I hope it will end very soon. And I think we need all hands on the deck from the whole world, really, from all the countries, from Russia as well, where there are Russian people supporting Ukraine as well, and going out in the streets and supporting Ukraine, saying that they do not want war. And I think it is. I'm hoping that this will end, and people will stay alive, people that are dear to me, and other people in Ukraine will, as many people, the more lives we can save, the more lives can be saved, the better. Sorry, I don't know. I don't know what.
I agree with Luba. There's lots of support, and we have to keep that up. We have to keep the awareness going. We have to also be aware of Russian people that do not want this war, and not to hold grudges against Russian people. It's not them. It's going to politics. So I think people have to remember that too, as well.
Well, there are different ways people can support Ukraine right now. Well, the first one is join up the rally today. Another one, there are different ways that you can donate to Ukrainian people and Ukrainian army. This is posted on Facebook. I can also say that there is National Bank of Ukraine accepting donations. There is Red Cross who is matching donations, like all the donations are matched by the Canadian government. There is also Canada Ukrainian Foundation who is helping out. There are volunteer organizations on the ground in Ukraine right now that can be helped as well. Any little bit helps. And we are also doing the event on March 13th. At UFO Cafe on Main Street, Smithers, we'll be selling Ukrainian food, Ukrainian baking the whole day from 10 till 5, and all the proceeds will go to Ukraine and Ukrainian people. So please come and show your support and stand with us, stand with Ukraine. Yeah, thank you so much, then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care, too. Bye-bye.